ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Let's move, but I can't hear what you say.
I'm not sure any guest on Sounds Good has ever received quite that introduction. It's my pleasure to speak with Corey Kreider. He's an artistic director for the Tapestry and a Murray State alum. Corey, welcome.
Thank you so much, Tracy. I'm so happy to be on here. Yeah, that's quite the introduction.
So, I don't know where to start. First of all, take me back to the Tapestry and how you got involved with the Tapestry. And apparently, this group has just tons of Murray State University roots.
Lots of connections there. What happened is, to make it the absolute briefest thumbnail sketch I can, even when I was at Murray State, I loved mashing things up like this. When I was in the Mr. MSU pageant, I sang an opera aria, and in the middle of it, I sang a Billy Joel song and sort of just was like, I like both of these things, I'm going to do them. Years later, I went ahead and recorded an EP, just sort of me and an amazing pianist that I went to church with when I lived in Chicago, this incredible, super classical pianist, but could just mix and mash anything together. And we did about 9 or 10 tunes, some more classical, some music theater. But then I did some Journey arrangements, some Queen arrangements, and some mashups of different things like that, and treated them to where they worked with a more operatic singer like myself. And when I played that for a friend of mine from Murray State, best man at my wedding, one of my best friends in the world, Scott Hamrick, he called me back the next day. I can't remember if he said he had a dream or he couldn't sleep all night. It was one of the two. And he said, we have to start something, a company. And it's, you know, with the talks began happening, and it turned into forming Tapestry Productions, a production company that specializes in breaking down genre barriers, putting all this wonderful music together, and hoping to break down walls and barriers between people in so doing, and kind of unite everyone with the power of music.
Well, I've got to say that when I first heard the samples that you sent, the initial thought I had was, has anyone ever done this before? It seems like this is almost a completely original concept.
Well, I mean, I think you can go around and find, like, Muse has a tune where they sample a Saint-Saëns aria, actually an aria you're going to hear done a little bit differently, of course, on our show that we're, or any of our shows, but on a show certainly we're doing on Saturday evening down in Marion, Kentucky. You can hear, like, Trans-Siberian Orchestra really borrow a lot from classical music but play it with rock instruments. I would say, though, what we just always focus on is we are a high-octane fusion of the best of opera and rock, in that you've got people in the rock band that work, they're working musicians in that field, and you've got opera singers on the stage that are, you know, the next weekend you might hear them at an opera house singing the whole role on stage from something we excerpted in our concert. So nothing's watered down. It's full-bore opera. It's full-bore rock and roll, and we just put them together and believe that the two put together are greater than the sum of the parts. You know, the yield is greater than the sum of its parts.
Well, fortunately, we do have a couple of more excerpts here. I will let you introduce this one. It's at the end of the track that had that great Gallows Pole snippet.
Oh, very good. Yeah. I believe at the end, oh, geez, I'm going to need a little more help. Thank you. El Ucevan le Stelle. This is an iconic aria from Tosca, where But this whole suite that we mash up together, about 15 minutes, everything has to do with the bright, cheery subject of execution. We start with dialogue of the Carmelites, where a bunch of nuns are going to the guillotine. And we're towards the end here, and this tenor is facing the firing squad, but he takes one moment to remember the first night that he met his beloved, and the stars were shining, and he remembers just falling in love with her, and now, you know, he basically says, it was all, even if I have to die now, it was all worth it just to have met her. And so this is our arrangement of that for an amazing, amazing tenor who's going to sing it just like he would on stage, but there's a rock band instead of an orchestra behind him.
That is certainly powerful. We've heard opera singers referred to as, you know, a rock star of sorts. That's quite literally opera singer as rock star.
You better believe it. That's what we do. That's what we do.
What was the reception? You could hear the audience cheering and screaming.
Right.
Was the reception always that robust, even at early performances?
Well, I'll tell you, Tracy. What really to this point, what we've done has basically been trying out and workshopping. I mean, what you're hearing there is a recording of basically a fundraiser and a video audio promo shoot. So, and we got an audience there, you know, and we did actually the first place we ever performed was an open dress rehearsal in the Performing Arts Hall at Murray State University. We workshopped this for the vocal department there, and kind of like we wanted to see what kind of, you know, what are people going to think about this? I will tell you quite honestly, I was like, I know my friends. I know the people that are up here singing and playing, and they're impressive no matter what. And I liked my ideas, my arrangement ideas. I co-arranged the first five suites with Ben Miller, an amazing guitarist, a Nashville guy. And I was like, I think they're going to think they're cool. I think they're going to think they're entertaining and enjoy them. Completely unprepared for the kind of response we got. These kids at Murray came up to me telling me that their life changed that day. I thought I was only going to be able to do this one type of music because of the way my voice is, but now I see the doors wide open. I can do anything I want. We were sobering. The response was sobering. So we really feel like we're on to something that's way, way bigger than us or some ideas I'm coming up with.
So I see on the Foes Hall website, it looks like there are two events. One is Friday and one is Saturday. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct. On Friday, we are doing our outreach event called Tapestry Connect. We kind of boil the show down to about 50 minutes. It's designed as sort of a 20% TED Talk, 80% rock concert with opera singers. And we're hoping to market that to schools, to that age group all around the country, where we go in and we do everything from Beyonce to Beethoven. We break down those walls and explain to the kids why they love the music they already love with a little bit of music education about this little figure or this musical device, and then say, here's the same thing in something that Mozart, Bach, or Beethoven did, and then we play that with rock instruments and just sort of say, you know, we explain to them why they love the music they love and help them fall in love with the music they may not know yet.
And then on Saturday, that's where you rock out, right?
That Saturday is the full bore, 2 hour plus, full lights, 9-member ensemble, 4 opera singers, 5 band members. We've even got some special guests, some of our children. My co-owner, Scott Hamrick, his daughter is going to be featured in one of the shows. Our technical director, also a Murray State alum, Winnie Jones. Leland Jones is the technical director. Winnie Jones, his daughter, is going to come up and sing with us as well. It's a very big family affair and super connected to Murray State University. We're doing the full 2-hour flagship event. We call it Remove the Veil. It's about half classic rock that you're going to know from your classic rock radio stations, all mashed up with a bunch of classical and operatic hits, all played by the same people.
Well, yeah. Tell you what, let's listen together to one more little clip. And this is the Immigrant Song excerpt. Is there anything you'd like to say about this?
Well, this is where we go. This is one of the ones where, if we're going from Immigrant Song, you know, a Zeppelin tune, I even throw in some quotes from the Habanera from Carmen, which has already happened. So it's kind of everything sort of happening at once. And also quoting the Hoyo Taho from the Wagner Ride of the Valkyries that's happening earlier. So this one kind of hits all it's firing at all cylinders for sure.
So now you better stop!
Love!
And I got to say, Corey, that was not an edit. You really went straight from Immigrant Song into Time there without missing a beat.
Those kind of ideas are sort of that's sort of our signature, I think, is just putting things together that maybe you didn't expect to go together and just going from one right into the other.
Well, it seems to me that this is like a concert that has nothing but the high notes. You just get meat after meat after meat, and it sounds really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, there's contrast for sure, but even if it's if we go from something that's completely over the top in rock and roll, pretty soon we're going to bring it back down to something really gorgeous and beautiful and poignant and intense. About 20 minutes into the show in Marion, you're going to hear For Good from Wicked, sung by two amazing female vocalists, and the band turns on a dime from absolutely shredding out on Guns N' Roses, and then they sound like a pit crew that you'd hear on Broadway. I'm just a lucky, lucky artistic director to have artists of this caliber. I have to say, Tracy, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention yet another Murray State connection we have. I talked about our technical director, our producer, my friend Scott, who we together had the idea to start the company, and our president, Stephanie Gilbert, also a Murray State grad. So this is a very, very Murray State. It's a golden blue colored event, let me tell you, and company for sure.
Is there anything else you'd like us to know ahead of the performance Saturday, a way that listeners could easily get tickets if they're interested?
You can go, if you go on to, if you find us on Facebook, the Tapestry, it's Tapestry Opera Rock, a little bit tricky. We put those two words together, so it's OPEROCK, TapestryOperaRock.com. You'll see information there, or find us on Facebook or any social media, and you'll be able to go to the Eventbrite site, and it's basically, you know, the Tapestry Eventbrite is selling tickets there. 10, 15 bucks. We're close to selling out. Get them quick. But, man, there's going to be some more general admission space, I think. We'd love to have the fire marshal there saying, that's it, guys. You're packed out.
Well, Corey, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
It was absolutely my pleasure, Tracy. Thank you so much for having me.
Corey Kreider is an MSU alum and artistic director for the Tapestry. This is Murray State's 91.3 WKMS, where radio is supported by our listeners. Join in with your first gift today at WKMS.org.